In the same vein, in our first teacher training program here at IMS, we had a young Sri Lankan man who I had first met in Sri Lanka when he was a young boy. It's quite remarkable, his story. At about the age of 2, he was living with foster parents, and his foster parents were very devout Buddhists. And at 2 or 3 in the morning, at 2 years old, he would be meditating, you know, with his foster father, you know, for maybe for 20 minutes or so. And then at the end of the sitting, without being able to read or write, you know, he was 2, he began to spontaneously chant complex Pali suttas, complex Pali discourses, and in a melody that was an ancient way of chanting that was not even used anymore in Sri Lanka. And then as he got older and began meditating more, he had active memories of his former life, and one in particular as a monk with the great Buddhist commentator Buddhaghosa, who lived in the 5th century, you know, and who compiled the Path of Purification. And evidently, there were a whole group of monks who had memorized either all of the suttas or some section of them. And in that life, he said his name was Mudita-ghosa. So he was one of those monks. And as he began remembering this past life, he said that's how he was chanting. He was chanting based on the memory of that lifetime. And so these chants were just coming out. His foster father started taping, you know, his chanting was starting at when he was 3 years old. And so there are some recordings of this very young boy chanting these suttas. So I thought to play just, you know, a few minutes of it, because it's really quite remarkable. Now, if you had a 2 or 3 year old who couldn't read, you know, couldn't write, and all of a sudden started spontaneously chanting this, and then they had the monks come, you know, it was like a perfect rendering of the suttas. It certainly makes one wonder, you know, well, how did this happen? You know, and what could possibly explain it? Again, it might not constitute scientific proof, but it definitely makes one wonder, you know, and consider the possibility, well, maybe there is something, you know, about this whole notion of rebirth.